This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for August 16th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bethanelli. One of the big hits of the 2017 TV season was SEAL Team on CBS, starring David Boreanaz. If you're a certain age, you remember David as Angel on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and then later Angel, the TV series. If you're of a different age, maybe you remember him as Seeley Booth in Bones. But now he's Master Chief Jason Hayes, a Tier 1 U.S. Navy SEAL. In a recent interview, Boreanaz talks about his newest show, how it balances military action with family drama. As one person described it, it's This Is Us with guns, and how the show tries to ensure its authenticity. Plus, there's a little bit on how he's managed to be a TV lead actor on a series for 2 decades straight. We talk a lot about individual movies here on StarQuest Headlines, but today we have a list of the most hotly anticipated movies coming in 2019. Among the trends are more reboots, live-action versions of beloved animation films, comic book adaptations, and sequels. Never fear, though, as there are some original movies also on the horizon. So what can we expect? How about Toy Story 4, a live-action Lion King, a live-action Aladdin, another X-Men entry, Avengers 4, and of course, Star Wars Episode 9, plus many, many more. See the link in the show notes. Acclaimed author Neil Gaiman has written for Doctor Who before, and now he's really hoping for a chance to write another story for the show, this time for Jodie Whittaker's Doctor. While the upcoming season is already wrapped, he hopes to write for the Doctor in the future, whether for Whittaker or, if not, for her eventual successor. Gaiman has also said he regrets not getting a chance to write for Peter Capaldi's Doctor. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is beloved throughout Mexico, and even those Mexicans who aren't especially religious or Catholic will often have an image of the Virgin somewhere in their home or business. But not everyone has always loved her. Catholic news agency tells the story of how an unidentified man tried to destroy the miraculous image on St. Juan Diego's Tilma in 1921 with a bomb. The explosion failed to even mark the image because the blast was absorbed by a heavy metal crucifix, now known as the Holy Christ of the Attack. And that's the StarQuest Headlines Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Don Bethanelli.